All right, next up we've got the quantifiers with the terrible trivium.
The terrible trivium asks a terribly trivial task. Milo, move the sand from here to here.
With tweezers.
So Milo moved a grain of sand, and Milo moved a second.
For a minute or two.
And Milo moved a third and fourth. And days and weeks and reckon.
If only he had such
and
a
after
power.
Quite a while, he barely made a pile. You can count to stupendous amounts, and you can count them back down to one. But you'll have found in the end if it counts, or if your progress amounts to none. It might be easy and it might be fun, but you can count on getting nothing done.
I like some of the vocal melodies in this song, but there's not a lot of change-ups for your ear, and it goes for over 4 minutes without really a sizable change-up. It was kind of hard for me with sparse instrumentation. I think you can make that work by changing things up a bit and to have some variation to break up some of the tedium, but this song just was relentlessly samey all the way through, and it just honestly didn't hold my attention. And I don't know the story of Milo and the Phantom Tollbooth, so I didn't have anything to latch on to with that, and maybe it would have been better if I did, but this was a pretty frequent skip for me after about a minute or so. So, not my favorite this round.
As a side note, I recently rewatched the movie The Phantom Tollbooth, or at least I tried to. It's pretty unwatchable. It's hard to kind of sit through. It's not as good as the book. I think that's the main thing. The book is, of course, I haven't read it for decades, but I seem to remember that the book was pretty enthralling and the movie is terrible. But one of the things that I like about this song is I like the continuity with the previous entry from them. I kind of like the idea of holding a thematic line throughout one competition, the way that, of course, Vowel Sounds did in Nur Ein, and kind of how, you know, more or less Agony Sauce did too, at least with the thought, with the gimmick. I like that whole idea, and so, you know, props to them for that. But this is very lo-fi, and like you mentioned, it's just voice and keyboard. They're good lyrics, but the vocal performance is so timid, and we've said this before, fuck your neighbors. You have to bring it with the vocal performance, all right? I don't care if your neighbors can hear you or not. This is for posterity. This is going out into the world, and you have at least this audience who's going to be hearing it, some of them several times. So just belt it out. Just give your best vocal performance. This sounds like a couple of people more or less whispering into a microphone and very timid. So yeah, fuck your neighbors. That's if you take anything from this podcast, just remember that. But yeah, and the mixing and mastering is pretty non-existent, I think. This song, I think, would be a lot better with a lot more instrumentation and effort. And because, you know, the bones are great, you know, the melody's good, the lyrics are good, the structure and the, you know, the way that the chords move throughout the song is perfectly, perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's just the execution has problems.
This song, for me, kind of comes down to the concept for how are the judges going to judge? Is it a song writing contest or a song production contest? And depending on how you feel, that's going to either ding you or move you forward. I mean, there are so many people that are really good at production but kind of weak at writing the songs. They have the lyrics and they got the heart of the matter. They got the Phantom Tollbooth. They had some great lines that you can count on nothing getting done. The futility of what's going on with the book, nailing that. Perfect right there. But if you're going for a production side, they don't quite have the tools to make that happen. So this is where I love the concept, I love the writing, but it doesn't really bear for repeated plays because the production value isn't quite there. So how do you balance that?
Yeah, I would argue that it's a result challenge. And, you know, sometimes you know, the value of a song can easily overcome the drawbacks of a poor production quality. Like, you know, I love Daniel Johnson, and I believe that Chumpy does too.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sounds like he just sat down with an out-of-tune, you know, half accordion and a Radio Shack cassette player, and, you know, just pressed. You could hear them the clicking of the buttons in some of those old recordings, but there's just so much charm and soul in what he was doing that, you know, we'd still listen to those songs over and over and over again. So if something like that pops up, then yeah, sure.
I think Daniel Johnson didn't give a fuck what his neighbors thought.
Yeah, that's true. But the main thing is, it's like, you know, we liked what he ended up with and what got onto his CDs and his cassettes or whatever. When it comes to this, it's like, fortunately, we're not judging. So I don't have to say we have to judge on that. But I would say that the judges have to judge on what's in front of them. And what's in front of them is this WAVE file.